Because women are very quick to say, hey, you gotta respect me because I'm a woman. Well, what about respecting me because I'm a man? No. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends. Today, I need to talk to the gentleman. Gentlemen, we need to have a conversation. And I need you to listen to me, and I need you to listen very carefully. Because this is the truth. You care too much about her. I don't care if we're talking about your ex. I don't care if we're talking about a girl you're interested in right now. I don't care if we're talking about people in your life that you want to like you. I don't care if we're talking about girls on dating apps. I don't care if we're talking about girls in your church. I don't care if we're talking about any type of woman who you're into, who you've been into, who you're not over, who you're currently into, who you're with right now. You care too much. And you need to stop letting these people get one over on you. You need to stop giving these people power over you. Because that's what it is. It's power. Every relationship is a power dynamic. I told this once to my philosophy professor, and he said to me, Austin, if you believe that, you're going to live a very sad life. Because that's a horrible way to look at it. And I looked at him, and I didn't say anything. I just looked at him. And in my head, thought to myself, but you didn't tell me I was wrong. Gentlemen, the reason why we are told to care so much about women is because since we're young boys, I know a lot of you can relate to this. We've been told as we were young boys, hey, just take her out to dinner, give her flowers, give her teddy bears, give her chocolate, treat her like a queen. And if you do these things, you will win. You will have a romantic relationship, everything will work out for you, and you'll get that happy ending at the end of every Disney movie, and rest assured that if you do those things, you will win. And the question is, what are you going to win? Well, people would think that you win at life. You've achieved the ultimate goal of finding a mate in this life. You see, but this is the problem. The problem is that strategy does not work. You saw it on TV. You saw it in a book. You saw it maybe because somebody told you that that's what they wanted. Guess what? That is a fantasy. It is make-believe. Created by Shakespeare, it was created by men who wrote the romance novels that make the biggest genre of all books, which is romance. And we, gentlemen, are stuck asking the question, why do I care so much about her? Well, the answer is, it's often because you don't care enough about yourself, quite frankly. And number two, because that's what you've been trained to do. You've been given the wrong instructions to build your life. You have been given the instructions upside down, backwards, and scrambled. Problem is, a lot of us think that we've been gaslit into thinking that we are the problem. And there are a very small amount of men who might fall in that category, but the most of us, we don't. Because most men, contrary to what you'll see on social media, are good men, good nice guys, decent men, who care about women, they care about their friends, they care about society, they care about their families, they care about their friends, and guess what? Those people use them like a pocketbook with short hair. They get exploited, they get utilized, they get tapped like a resource every day and in every way that people can do. Now, some of this is predatory. Some of this is just because people don't know any better. And speaking of not knowing any better, the reason why you don't know any better when it comes to caring too much is because you're told the opposite. Whether it's by your mom, your aunt, your cousin, a TV show, a book, a podcast, people are telling you every day that you should care about women, that you should care about their problems, you should sit there and give them chocolate and send them flowers. Gentlemen, let me ask you a question. When was the last time that you did something for a woman and she didn't complain about it? When was the last time that you did something for her and she didn't complain about it, whether it be immediately, the next day, the next week, next hour? She didn't complain about it. When was the last time that you did something and someone gave you a heartfelt thank you and not just like a, oh, that's what you're supposed to do? When was the last time that you were complimented? When was the last time that you were treated with respect by women? Because women are very quick to say, hey, you gotta respect me because I'm a woman. Well, what about respecting me because I'm a man? No. See how that works? But gentlemen, many of us, especially if you're a younger guy, you go through this phase, we all have, of you want to love and you want to care and you want to cherish her and you want to give her the world. You want to be like Aladdin and take her on that magic carpet and show her the world and do all these things. Guess what? She's happy to do that, but I'm going to tell you something. You might think that, oh, it's supposed to work. Oh, it's supposed to, huh? Well, a lot of these hopeless romantic types, they fail to mention one very, very important thing. There are prerequisites to this love. I believe it was Chris Rock who said that only women, children, and dogs get love unconditionally. Men never do. And that unfortunately rings all too true in the society in which we live. Because apparently, you as a man, you're supposed to care so much about everybody around you. But if you ask for anything in return, you're the problem. You are toxic. You are bad. How dare you expect a return on your investment? How dare you say that you want to get something for everything that you're giving? How dare you, sir? You are a bad man. And then after we give and we give and we give, we find out that these prerequisites exist. You know, the type of, oh, he gotta be 6 feet tall, he gotta be good looking, he gotta have status, he gotta have money, he gotta have all these things. You know, like the guy she told you not to worry about? Yeah, that guy. The guy who looks really good, he has a nice car, or maybe he's just an athletic guy who looks good, who, you know, gets a lot of respect and has a lot of women who are into him, that guy, right? Yeah, she wants love from that guy, not from you. That's what they don't tell you, because if they told you, it might make them look bad. But it's the truth. And that's why I tell you, you need to stop caring about her, and you need to stop caring about yourself. You need to start saying, you know what? These people aren't worth my investment. These people are a black hole for my resources, my time, my attention, my energy, my money, my sanity. All these people are a waste of it. Because women are not to be pleased. Shout out to Coach Greg Adams. Women are not supposed to be pleased. Not because it's not a good idea to do it, but because they can't be pleased. Maybe for like 5 minutes, 5 hours, maybe. Not 5 days. Not longer than that, no. They're insatiable. Women are naturally receivers and men givers. And women are all too happy to take from you while giving you back nothing. Nothing! And so you gotta ask yourself, why am I gonna keep giving if I'm not getting anything? Why not give to myself and then give based on what I then want to give? Why am I forced to? Why is my value tied up in what I'm giving? Why is my value dictated on whether I give things to people for free? I say that we should not do that. You care too much, and your caring is vulnerable. You are leaving yourself vulnerable to attack, to exploitation. My friends, be aware of your own weakness. Be aware of how you are exposing your soft white underbelly to these people who are going to exploit you, who are going to use it against you, because weaknesses are exploited by people who can exploit them, and they will. Maybe not immediately, but they will eventually. And I don't say this because I'm hurt. I say this because I want you to avoid being hurt. I want you to avoid this trap that a lot of men in their late teens to early and mid and late 20s fall into. Don't look for love. Look instead to learn about the world and about how you can make yourself better. How you can become someone who is understanding of the world and then could bend it to your will. Because everyone craves power. and that is not evil. My friends, I encourage you to share your story if you've cared too much and it's been used against you. If you've cared too much and nothing came of it. If you've cared so much only for it to be thrown in your face and be gaslit like you were the problem, please let me know. Let other men know, because you are not alone. My friends, please take care of yourselves and remember that you as a man are the prize, not the woman. For it is her who will chase you for a relationship. You just have to not be so willing to give it, because that is where your value truly lies. My friends, you take care of yourselves. Ask questions, do your own research. I look forward to seeing you next time. I'm out of here. Peace.